The insurance company that were in place there and Motorsport Ireland had a good relationship with them for last year did not inform Motorsport Ireland until the beginning of December that they were no longer interested in remaining in the Irish market. So from there, as you'll understand, over the holiday period, it was difficult for them to discuss a new deal with other insurance companies. So they come to all motor clubs at a meeting in Tullamore on Tuesday night. Myself and Eamon was at the meeting. All clubs were represented at it, and the information was given about the increase in the premium, and basically across all aspects and all disciplines, the insurances has increased this year. And I suppose the fees now that we're talking about are significantly bigger than last year, and there was a surcharge on us last year. Now it has increased by 50%. So the information they give us on Tuesday night was the figures. We had to go back to our clubs then and inform the members of the situation we were in. It wasn't a case that there was any other option. It was a take it or leave it option we were left with. So we had our own meeting with our clubs then on Wednesday night. All had to come back to Motorsport Ireland again by 12 o'clock on Friday, and all 34 clubs did return to say that they were happy to take the deal and progress for 2017.
Now, you say it was more or less a case of take it or leave it. It's a long way off the end of this year, but is there a possibility for next year with a little bit more of a time frame that you might be able to negotiate something with maybe another player coming into the Irish market?
Yeah, well, that's where I think we need to be, and we talked about it again on doing it a quarterly sort of a recess and see where we intend to be for next year, and having figures and clubs themselves raising funds for to have as a pot themselves, like in Donegal Motor Club, raising X amount of money to put towards this again for next year to assure that we can have insurance for next year. Because it's the, if you look at the fees now and the entry fee for this year, it's the competitor that's getting hit at all times, and we have to have the club man have them priority and the juniors priority, because it's like every sport. If you don't bring through the young ones, the youth, you won't end up with it in the finish up. You know, that's where most good drivers come from.
Now, there was a letter sent out to the motor clubs in December, and it said that a number of events had been postponed until this was going to be resolved. Was it a bolt out of the blue?
It was, yeah. There were four events postponed. Now, they'll get running again at a later date, but that was to create the window for negotiation. We just simply couldn't. There was no offer on the table. The more those negotiations, there was nothing hard and fast on the table at that time.
Yeah.
It wasn't until last Tuesday night that there was something there that we could deal with, and that's why all clubs were given that short window to inform their members and come back to say that they were all going to take it.
If I can bring in Eamon McGee, clerk of the course for the Donegal International Rally. A rally like Donegal, Eamon, when you've a lot of competitors who, it might be the one rally of the year that they do, it's the highlight. Here we have an added cost. Maybe not a surprise given that all insurance seems to have gone the wrong way as far as most people are concerned. But it's the scale and the nature of this. And the last thing you want is to have a doubt for people whose entry could be in jeopardy because they simply can't afford it.
Well, that's true enough there. Nearly 60% of our entrants as competitors are clubmen, you know, and at the end of the day, and that's what we need to look at. And with these figures out, we need to go back and look at Donegal and see what we can probably shave off and try and... You still have to run an event, the quality of Donegal, but we're just going to have to try and knuckle down and see what we can pull together for it.
And taking Donegal as the best example for people listening, the entry fee for crews in recent years has been around the €900,000 mark.
It's been about, it was 1,000 last year with the levy. Now this year probably the levy has gone up from 250 to 375. So ballpoint figure at the moment, you'll be looking at 1,400 thereabouts.
So in a way, one of the things you want to do is it's almost trying to get something as a subsidy to keep the cost down for those taking part, bringing in additional revenue from elsewhere.
Well, that's what the club needs, and club members and everybody. And I think this club has always been good to lead from the front, and I think that we could just say, like, if we can, we have an X amount of money to give back to MI.
Yeah.
So if we could get a fundraiser, we could, so it would save on the competitor, have to pay someone that levy, or help them along with the levy.
Yeah. Rory, you've obviously done rallies all over the world, and insurance is paramount. You can't have a rally without insurance, and I'm sure it's a difficulty in many countries, but over the years as well, you know, health and safety, the things have become stricter, and fortunately, because so many events are so well run, you would think that it's probably never been safer to have rallies. But the flip side of it, in the claim culture, and if something goes wrong, the insurance claims seem to have got bigger and bigger. So it's maybe an inevitable consequence of the sort of society that we live in. But from your involvement over the years, I mean, this has cast a little bit of a cloud over things at this part of the year.
Oh, absolutely, Chris. You know, it's a claim culture, really, that we find ourselves in this position. Like, the entry fee for the rally, in particular for the Donegal Rally, is one of the most significant figures in the budget that you'll do to, you know, when you do up your budget before you do the event. So this really hits the competitor, you know, where he feels it most. Like, so it's a very significant change, and really, I was talking to Brian last week about, like, this is a pervariable rainy day situation that has now arrived, you know. So the club and the committee of the club have taken the responsibility of looking even outside of the competitor as to where they can raise funds to keep the entry fees at an acceptable level, which allows or permits the junior drivers to compete, and commits all the club men and everybody else to compete for that matter. But it's really one of them situations, Chris, now, where we have to look very and intensively at the rally and see where the saving can be made, you know, right across the budget.
And in a number of the rallies, you have junior rallies as well, and it's vital to have that flow of young guys coming through. So what's the impact on the entry fees at a junior level? I presume there'll be a hike there as well.
Oh, well, this reflects right across the spectrum of the entry, you know. So, you know, the juniors could be well in the region of, there'll be a €75 increase on their entry fee alone, like, but it's a significant significant increase for them as well. And really, like in any sport, Chris, whatever it may be, you have to encourage the junior drivers and the junior members to come on, and, of course, they're the future of the sport as well.
Brian, one of the great things about the Donegal International Rally is, especially from a spectator point of view, that it's absolutely free. The county benefits hugely. So maybe, given that there's tremendous goodwill out there, could you have a rally draw or something like that, a fundraising event to bring in some extra money to, which I'm sure there will be good support for?
Yeah, that's right, Chris. That has been mentioned as well. There's a few good ideas going around there, and it's great to see the bit of energy that's there from people that intend to support their own sport. And we in Donegal have a lot of rally enthusiasts, a lot of supporters now, and indeed we have a lot of sponsors every year, and it's the same continued support for lots of years, the same people contribute to us. But and the likes of the businesses, I feel we're going to have to knock on their door and ask them for some kind of a small investment, if you like, going forward, for to secure that this event will happen, in particular the International Rally in June. But you also have the Harvest Rally that rotates around the county and brings benefits to different areas, which is very beneficial to them too. And although you don't like going back and hitting the same people all the time, but there's lots of businesses, and I spoke to a good few of them after the International, where they have a chip shop, and he says he runs out of stuff on a Friday night. Them little things that, you know, that will encourage, even if it's only €100, if you get something from them again, as an investment really for them, for the event to happen, because we're sitting in 2017, hopefully everything will go all right, but 2018, it's in the dark, and we need to prevent that happening. We don't need to wait until the 11th hour. We need to do something now to prevent that happening again for next year.
Just explain to us the way the whole system works. Motorsport Ireland, do they pay one fee for the whole country for the whole year, and that covers every rally, and then it's broken down to each individual rally?
Motorsport Ireland is a governing body of motorsport in Ireland, and they insure all. They have a good relationship now, and always had good relationships with the insurance companies. It just was unfortunate that the original insurer was there, decided not to do business in Ireland for this year. But it's across all disciplines where they come back to every club. Now, this year is the first year, it's 2017, that all disciplines are having an increase. Whereas the likes of hill climbs and carts and Mandela Park, them sort of short circuit stuff, they didn't get an increase last year. It was only rallying only that got the surcharge and had to pay it last year. But at this stage, everyone has to pay across the board. But it's understandable in a certain rate where you have all insurance. I'm sure everybody's house insurance, car insurance, everything has got a lift, but this has seemed to be a higher risk. But we need insurance for the likes of residents and landowners, and if somebody was unfortunate enough to do damage to a hedge or a gate or that we need insurance in place for that to assure the residents that we're going to look after everything that we do, and residents are very good to us over the course.
And so goodwill is so important that
absolutely,
from all the people involved.
Chris, since this situation developed in a very short period of time, but it's not been unprecedented. Back in 1987, there was no rallies between January right up to the Donegal Rally. Donegal was the first rally that was held that year, and really the funds that came to rescue the motorsport that year came from every individual who joined a rally supporters club. And they, you know, everybody's approached in the localities and far and wide, and lots of people contributed to the point they were able to build up a fund that was acceptable to the insurance company to come in for the last 6 or 7 months of the year. So it's not unprecedented. Like, and the gravity of this situation was we were staring down the barrel of a gun like this time last week, because there was no insurance, and the stark possibility of the Donegal Rally not happening in June was very real, you know. Right. So really there's been a lot of work done since, and even to get to this point, but this is the price we have to pay for it, you know. So, you know, the club are going to be reaching out now to anybody and everybody that's willing to contribute or help, maybe now to raise a fund, you know, to sustain the rally going forward. Like.
And Brian, is for the smaller rallies, do they pay the same lump sum, or does it go on the size of the rally, how much the insurance is?
Yeah, there's two different supplements. One is lesser for the single day. Actually, the Donegal International is probably the best value in the country in relating to the per day, because you have 3 days as opposed to most other internationals are only two. But the single days still have a supplement to pay there as well for the multi-stage. Everything across all disciplines have a certain amount to pay, but the international is the most.
Yeah, and can you divulge a ballpark figure of what sort of money are we talking about that the motor club would have to pay for ensuring a rally like the Donegal Rally? Is it broken down at this stage?
It's very hard to say an exact number, or even near exact numbers. Myself and Eamon was talking about it this morning there. There's a lot of changes done in it there, and you won't actually know until you've started the event how much of a surcharge is going to be really on it, because it's changed in different surplus calculations there.
But we're talking tens of thousands of euro?
Yeah. Well, Donegal Motor Club gives a lot of money to Motorsport Ireland every year. But Donegal Motor Club runs a lot of events, more than other clubs. You have clubs down the country that really only run one big event, a one-day rally.
Yeah.
Every year, as opposed to, we've probably six or seven there, maybe more.
Yeah. And is there any national fundraising activity that Motorsport Ireland has ever embarked on from a national point of view to get people involved? I mean, Rory touched on what happened back in the 80s there. And I mean, there is a goodwill out there that could be tapped into.
There's no doubt, but Motorsport Ireland leaves it to every individual club to do their own thing. And it's a case. This year is going to be a very, very testing time for clubs that probably don't do any more than one event, because if they can't sustain it this year, it'll just be the case that you won't have the event next year. There may be less rallies in 2018 than there ever were in 2017.
Donal, you've been involved with the course and the alterations in recent years. Is there a link between, if you bring in new stages, do we know, I presume there's risk assessment and that can influence things. If you were to change or radically alter the routes for the Donegal Rally, could there be an insurance implication there?
Possibly, if we go on to new ground. But what we have to look at now as well is to look at, to try and compact the event into a thing that you have less cost. Now, we could take the event anywhere in Donegal, but then that's affecting mileage towards the drivers. And
Because there was some talk last year about Killybegs and how good some of the routes were down there, and the Harvest Rally was such a success, and going forward.
There is a lot of places, but we had Killybegs, you go with the south. We also have the likes of Nishoan, Malinhead, and places like that, and we could places and west maybe you could move, but was to have the tie in, been doing that, the tie in, kind of take it into a wee pack, and make it less expensive on crews, especially the latter half crews, like, you know, the big crews are top 20 men, they'd be used to these long distances, but you have to look at the small man in the club.
So the big crew, when you have a big budget, an extra 500,000 euro hike mightn't be the end of the world, but for the small guy, it's a big percentage of the budget there.
Like you take a lot of crews, Rory will tell you more about it than I would be, fake, but you know, the fuel alone for kilometre is, you know, so if you put in an extra 100 kilometres mileage on it, that it affects everybody down the line.
So Brian, going forward now, what happens now? It's pretty much set in stone that the price that is going to be agreed. So it's back to the local clubs now to see what way you can just get a little bit more funding in to bridge that gap.
That's exactly right. Chris, where we are now, we'll have to work out the figure for the entry fees, and we need to have our own fundraisers of some description, and maybe more different stuff in different places where people intend to run. Let it be, if Rory wants to run maybe a marathon or whatever he wants to do, anything at all that can raise funds and make these things happen, where that the end competitor doesn't be hit all the time. Because again, if we keep hitting the competitor, it's going to have a knock-on effect where entries will fall, entries will drop, and then you'll not be able to sustain even the mileage per day on an event, you know, because as Eamon says, everything has a cost, and if you have people travelling, the course needs to be as compact as you can make it for to get as much value for money. And while we're restricted on 120 kilometres per day through the insurance, we need to try and give the competitor as good a value for money as possible without jacking the price of the entry fee up. Mm. Like, bearing in mind now that at this stage, over 50% of the entry fee now is going towards insurance.
Right. And how important is it to have sufficient marshals? And do you get in motor insurance, you have a no claims discount and you get so many discounts for this and that. If you can put in even more enhanced safety features, will that make any difference in terms of the insurance and the way they underwrite it?
It has a help. And to be fair, everything that is done with safety plans, road books, all of that goes through very, very thoroughly. You know, it's all done very well. Eamon will tell you it takes over 300 marshals for to run Donegal, like, at a given time. You have heads all over the place and different junctions, and all of that is very well. It's very well qualified now at this stage, you know. And I suppose the risk, they talk about risk, and that's where insurance companies come into. And there is a risk. Motorsport is dangerous. You have to inform everyone of that. But I don't think we can perfect it much better than what we're doing at the minute in Donegal Motor Club.
I'm speaking with Eamon McGee, Brian Brogan and Rory Kennedy about Motorsport Ireland and the new deal that has been worked out for insurance for the coming year. But it is inevitably going to mean a hike in entry fees. So challenges ahead. Rory, we've touched there on safety, and you've been involved in rallies all over the world. Just to put it into context, in Donegal and in Ireland, in terms of our preparations and our safety and all the red tape, we're well up there in that regard.
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt, Chris, the standards are well, in fact, they're increasing all the time. And there's a minimum amount of marshals you have to have at every junction throughout every stage. And this is set not by the Donegal Motor Club, but by the safety standards of Motorsport Ireland. And before the event takes place, they go through, the Motorsport Ireland safety crew go through and make sure that you meet the safety plan. And if you don't do that, then there's a possibility the stage couldn't run at all if it's not considered safe enough. So the standards are absolutely right there. When you consider, even with any other rallies I've been involved with, even recently in Scotland, like, there was a rally there that there was a bad accident last year, the year before, and that rally is now completely cancelled because they couldn't maintain the safety standards and they couldn't safeguard it going forward. Like, so our rally here is a very good record, and when you consider the many competitors, the many miles and the many years we've been running it, we've had a very, very good record. And, you know, there's a huge responsibility by Eamon and by his team and everybody else involved in the club to make sure that the rallies are safe.
So, Brian, just rounding off, your message to people out there is, over the coming weeks and months, we're going to hear a lot more from motor clubs about fundraising related activities and involving people, and this is all for the good of motorsport and really to help a lot of the competitors at club level.
Yeah, the message from today on is that we need to be running some other functions rather than taking money off the competitor at all time. And, you know, we cannot charge spectators. We don't have that facility. We could have maybe 70, 80,000 spectators coming into Donegal over the weekend of the rally. But if we could only get €1 of each and every one of them, we would be doing very, very well. But there's no way of calculating that. There's no way of getting them all to the one place at a time. And we don't have a gate. We cannot charge spectators coming there, but if it was the case that there was any even corporate businesses out there at the minute that would be interested in doing something, or we could run in conjunction with them during the year for again next year. It's the 2018 fund that I see is going to be a problem next year for us, and we need to be hitting the ground running as opposed to sitting back and waiting until the 11th hour before there's any announcement on it. We need to have a fund prepared.